Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. Our two Sean Hannity Show toll-free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I know we're in the hazy, hot, humid Hannity days of summer, as we call it, and I know most of you are looking for those extra days off, some time with family, maybe a little traveling. If you're not traveling this year because it's so expensive, but just downtime at home, barbecue, and doing whatever it is you like to do with your family. But November's right around the corner. And this is going to be one of the most important midterm elections in our lifetime. Now, many of you have listened to me for years, and I've said that in prior elections. And I meant it. And it was true at the time. But this is as big a tipping point, inflection moment for this country than I can think of in our lifetime. Things have never gone this bad this fast. Chaos at our border, record high inflation, 18 months, 41-year high inflation. Of course, record high gas prices. And nobody can explain to me why it's okay to import oil from abroad, from hostile regimes, countries that don't like us, and make them rich as hell. And meanwhile, we don't produce it domestically where we would do it faster, cheaper, and cleaner. I can't get an answer on that. Newt Gingrich probably has written the single most important book of his life. It's called Defeating Big Government Socialism, which is what all this is all about. And it is now a New York Times bestseller. And right now, Newt is saying that this election, I think he agrees with me, this is the time, defeating big government socialism. This is what this election is going to be about. Mr. Speaker, welcome to the program.
Well, I'm glad to be with you. And I can tell you that everything you just said is accurate. And I think people know it's accurate because they feel it in their own lives. I mean, you don't have to talk about theory. Just go to the gas station or go to the grocery store. Look at the 37% increase in the murder rate in New York City, the 34% increase in the murder rate in Chicago. These things are all real. And I think as a result...
And by the way, those increases are on top of last year's record number of murders on top of the previous year records of murder.
Right. So you have an accelerating process of civilization being under attack. That's part of why I think Quinnipiac just came out and said, you know, Biden's approval rating is at 31%, which is getting pretty close to the lowest possible rating of any modern president. He's within reach of Truman's record, which I think was 26%. And I think that's happening because people know it just doesn't work. And then they watch these people politically dance, and they realize that it's all a lie. It's just baloney. And I think that the reason I wrote Defeating Big Government Socialism was I thought it was very important to win the argument that these are policies. They're not mistakes. They're not accidents. They're not incompetence. These people believe in a big government socialist woke left world, and they're willing to have the rest of us pay the pain in order to get to the dream they have of the world they would like, even if you and I and everybody else we know is opposed to it.
The thing that I like that you've been saying is you've been now out for a little over a week on your book tour is laying out how Republicans can win. Now, I feel pretty confident about the House. And I like the fact that you've even had discussions with Kevin McCarthy and other leaders in the House about how they should frame what is at stake in this election. And Kevin McCarthy's confirmed to me on television that, in fact, he's going to come out with a list of commitments that Republican candidates are going to make to the American people, kind of similar to what you did in 1994. I like the idea of this because then we have an opportunity to hold people accountable. They make promises. I expect they ought to keep them. They better keep them. So let's talk about what we're likely to see in that.
Candidly, we're also working on Mitch McConnell and his team because we'd like to see the Senate do the same thing.
Why have they been reluctant at all?
Well, I think historically the Senate's always just hard. The Senate's much harder than the House. It's all individuals. I tell people the House is a truck stop and the Senate's a country club. And if you get that in, you know, understand those two different
cultures. I prefer to go to the truck stop. Well, but individual senators can join on their own. They don't need Mitch McConnell's permission.
No, that's right. And I mean, Rick Scott's already provided some leadership in that direction. Other members are moving that direction. But I think it's pretty likely that the McConnell and the entire House or Senate Republican team will end up with something parallel to McCarthy's commitment to America. And I think a lot of it, as you know, and you've been saying this on your show for months now, I mean, a lot of it's so obvious. I mean, go back to energy independence, reduce the price of gasoline, oil, diesel fuel, heating oil. Go back to controlling the border. Go back to locking up murderers. I mean, some of this stuff, you think, this can't possibly be an issue. I mean, what kind of people are favoring, liberating murderers? Well, unfortunately, they're the district attorneys of some of our biggest cities. And I think there are some obvious things that can be done. The easy way to think of this is, and I just did a newsletter that's coming out at Gingrich 360 that's available for free on the concept of big elections. If we have a big election on big issues, we're going to have an American tsunami, not a red wave, not a Republican tsunami, but literally an American tsunami.
Okay, can we get specific? What should Republicans, anybody that is now running for election, and they're the candidate for the House or the Senate,
sure,
what should their campaign look like? What should they be communicating to the people in their states, their city, their districts?
Well, first of all, they should campaign everywhere. And I would frankly do a lot of my campaigning if I were them in front of gas stations and grocery stores. And they should recognize that unlike past campaigns, there is, and you can see this if you go to AmericanMajorityProject.com, which is where we post all of our polling data for free that's available to everybody. There is a huge majority building in this country, and it's not a traditional Republican majority. It includes Latinos, it includes African Americans, it includes Asian Americans. There are folks who just look up and realize, this stuff ain't working, and it's killing my family. It's killing my children's future. It's crippling my country. So first, I would say to every Republican, talk in terms of America, not Republican. Talk in terms of solving problems, and the key ones are obvious because of what everybody talks about over dinner or at lunch. You know, you name it, and go to the local coffee shop and listen for a half hour. It's going to come down to the price of food, the price of gasoline, an open border, rising crime rates, and left-wing cuckoo ideas being forced on our children. I mean, those things will carry you a long way, and all you've got to do is say, look, let's get back to the policies that worked under Trump, 1.4% inflation as opposed to 9.1. Let's get back to energy independence. Price of gasoline was less than half what it is now. Let's get back to what Reagan did to defeat inflation and create economic growth. I mean, none of these things are magic. We know how to do all this. We've done this, as you know, because you were there. We helped balance the budget for four straight years. So we know we can balance the budget.
The important part is you followed up on your promises. But I want to just go back because this is very important. You built the model, and the contract with America was built on a series of lectures that you gave, Renewing American Civilization. I know, but you're right, because I was there. and it helped educate the candidates into how they should run their campaigns. I hate to say it, even basic, simple, fundamental things that candidates, you know, that things that should be rolling off their tongues, they don't communicate them very well. So, right. Well, you know, there ought to be a standard list.
But also, let me just say, to be a little bit self-serving, that's part of why I wrote Defeating Big Government Socialism and Saving America's Future. I mean, any candidate or any campaign can pick up that book. It's written for this purpose. And you're right. I mean, I helped do this with Reagan in 80. I helped do it in 1994. We know how to do this. And so I decided to set out to write a book really modeled on Prime Minister Thatcher, who, when she became opposition leader in 1975, she set out to destroy socialism. I mean, she pounded away at it every single day. It was immoral. It was destructive. It was killing people. And she did such a great job destroying socialism in Britain that for 40 years, no left-wing labor leader has gotten to be prime minister. Well, that's what we need now. It's not just about Joe Biden having cognitive problems. It's not just about Kamala Harris having a weird laugh or say what you will about Schumer or Pelosi. Their core policies, their beliefs, the things that they want to do are wrong. And they're not only wrong, they are dysfunctional, they're destructive of America, and they're destructive of America's families.
You know, I look at what you're saying, and everything is interesting because I've been making the case that, you know, we had Pete Buttigieg earlier in this week. If you have more pain, meaning at the pump, well, there's more benefit, meaning to their agenda. I played a montage last night, and it's every cabinet member and Joe Biden himself saying we're transitioning the economy. And transitioning means, oh, we're transitioning away from all fossil fuels. Now, for some reason, they've come up with this notion that it's okay to import the energy from Russia, Iran, Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, OPEC, but not produce it domestically. Can you explain the logic behind that? Because I would imagine we do it cleaner, faster, cheaper.
Yeah. And it's easy. They hate America. This isn't complicated. We look, it's so hard for us in a free society to look at a neighbor and realize that our neighbor really hates what we're doing. I mean, it just goes so much. You know, the only way you can...
Is it that they hate America or that they hate the idea of liberty and freedom and believe in this big government socialist utopia? When you get to the Green New Deal and you break it down, it's about everything being guaranteed by government.
Right. But in order to get there, you have to destroy the America that has existed. And so they are dedicated to policies, wide open borders, releasing murderers, raising the price of energy until it bankrupts people. I mean, they're going to create an artificial electricity crisis this summer because they can't get it in their heads that so-called green energy doesn't produce enough electricity. It doesn't produce enough energy.
You do know that to produce an electric car, you've got to mine manganese and cobalt and other minerals. And then, by the way, 80%+ of our electric grid is based on gas, oil, and coal. So you're plugging in your electric vehicle and you're using gas, oil, and coal to power it.
Well, and somebody pointed out this morning that California is in crisis because nobody who was thinking these policies up thought through, what do you do with an old solar panel? Well, it turns out solar panels have all sorts of toxic chemicals, and they're now having a crisis in California because they don't know how to handle them. And again, this is just an example of you have a lot of people who are sort of a semi-religious fanaticism. They are actively out there promoting things that they don't understand, whose consequences they don't understand. And the real problem is everyday, normal, working Americans pay the price. I mean, Buttigieg has got a nice government job. He's taken care of. He's got nice government cars he's taken care of. He flies around.
By the way, he flies in a nice government jet that we pay for.
Right. And so he can say, you know, smugly, oh, well, I guess everybody will just have to suffer a little bit. Well, he ain't suffering. John Kerry's not suffering, and Joe Biden's not suffering, and Nancy Pelosi's not suffering. And this is one of the interesting crises in Western civilization. We were created as a country where every single one of us is endowed by our creator with certain unalienable rights, and we're citizens. We're not subjects. They are desperately trying to turn us into subjects And that's why I think that the American tsunami this fall is going to be so big, because I think the American people are fed up with hypocritical politicians who are willing to impose pain on you and me, but they're not going to impose any of it on themselves.
Quick break. More with Newt Gingrich's new book, by the way. I mean, this is a must read. I think the best book he's written to date, the most timely for sure, defining the issues of this moment that we're living in, Defeating Big Government Socialism. It's on Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores everywhere. Newt will be in Naples this weekend. We've got all the details, 2 o'clock at Barnes & Noble. If you live down in Southwest Florida, straight ahead as we continue.
Sleepy Joe just signed more executive actions in 1 week than most presidents did in their entire term. So much for democracy. Looks like Joe is the new dictator. Hannity's on right now.
All right, as we continue with Newt Gingrich, his new book is out, Defeating Big Government Socialism. It couldn't be more timely. I got to tell you something. I don't think anybody is articulating the message as well as you are. I hope all these people not only buy your book, read your book, pass your book on, because this is an election we can't afford to lose. It's really that simple. Defeating Big Government Socialism. It's in bookstores everywhere. We have it on Hannity.com. It's on Amazon.com. Yeah. Bookstores everywhere.
And I should say, by the way, Sean, that I will be at the Barnes & Noble in Naples at Waterside tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. So people who want to come there, I'll be happy to sign the book and personalize it.
I'll tell you what, we'll put that on our website also, Hannity.com. Right. You're going to be in Naples at tomorrow. What time?
At 2 o'clock at the Barnes & Noble.
All right. Great place to meet people, too. I had a place down there for a long time. All right, Mr. Speaker, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. 800-941-SEAN, our number. One of the important races is in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We'll get an update for Dr. Oz and his campaign. Nobody basically has seen or heard from his Democratic candidate, who isn't taking inflation or gas prices seriously. He's too busy hiring Jersey Shore actors to taunt Dr. Oz. How's that going to help the people of Pennsylvania? Anyway, Pure Talk is going to save you a lot of money. Look, you need to find ways to cut back spending as best you can. Now, that's the beauty of Pure Talk. Many of you are still clinging for whatever reason to your big carrier, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. You'll get the exact same cell towers and the exact same 5G network, meaning you're using the same cell towers as you would with the big carriers, the same 5G network they use, the same one, except the average family is saving close to $1,000 a year. Many families are saving much more. You'll have the same number of bars and coverage on your phone. You keep your phone, you keep your phone number, and all that savings goes in your pocket for the exact same service. That's why hundreds and hundreds of thousands of us have made the switch. It's now a stampede. This is real money in your pocket for the exact same service. There's a no-risk money-back guarantee. All you have to do is dial #250, say the keyword save now. And if you do it now, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Money in your pocket for the exact same service, #250, keyword save now, from our friends at Pure Talk.
Keeping Uncle Sam accountable to you every day. Hannity is on.
All right, glad you're with us. 25 now to the top of the hour. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. We're following all these Senate races. Look, there was a report that came out yesterday that showed that it's an 88% probability likelihood Republicans will take the House of Representatives back and be in charge. That's fantastic news if it happens. Only you can make it happen. That's why I've been trying to deputize all of you into the importance we're at an inflection point, a tipping point for the country in terms of where we need to go. The Senate, I've been pointing out, is a much, much more uphill battle, a more difficult win for the Republicans. This election cycle happens to be pretty much every bellwether swing state that exists. In the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Dr. Oz is the Republican candidate. John Fetterman is the Democrat. Fetterman, by the way, had a stroke just prior to the primary. He's been barely seen or heard from. He just has a social media team, you know, sending out tweets that the media seems to love attacking Dr. Oz, but nobody has examined his record at all pretty much to date. And he's not had to defend, for example, crime, and especially violent crime in Philadelphia has gone up a whopping 60% since he's been the lieutenant governor. When is he going to answer that question? You know, we talk about the Bernie Biden manifesto. Well, you can add the Bernie Biden Fetterman manifesto to the list because he's a big supporter of Bernie Sanders. He's out of touch with the people of Pennsylvania. Just nobody at this point seems to know it. But there's plenty of time, obviously, before Election Day, and I would expect that that information will get out there in spades. He's against fracking and energy production in the state of Pennsylvania. We know that he's for drug legalization of certain drugs, and he's not a guy that appears to want to work very much, although he portrays himself when he walks around with his hoodie as he's big blue-collar working guy that doesn't work. Anyway, here's Dr. Oz's latest ad.
You may have heard John Fetterman's back on the campaign trail. As a surgeon who's performed thousands of these operations, I know how scary this can be for a patient. I've been praying for him. I'm glad he's okay. Now that he's back, John Fetterman can't keep hiding from voters forever. I mean, Joe Biden hid in his basement. How did that work out for us? We need to debate John's radical agenda. Fetterman would destroy our energy industry, canceling pipelines, crushing fracking and drilling, all while driving up gas prices for everyone. And Fetterman supports releasing one-third of the prison population and wants to eliminate life sentences for murderers. That's just crazy. I can promise you this, Pennsylvania. I'll bring a dose of reality to John Fetterman and the radical left. And as your next senator, I'll be in your community to hear your thoughts and fight to be your voice in Washington. I'm glad Fetterman's healthy, so we can worry less about his heart and his hoodie and more about the crazy leftist ideas in his head.
All right, Dr. Oz joins us now. There was an article, Dr. Oz, in the Daily Mail, because there's only been, as far as I know, prior to this interview in the Daily Mail, I guess it took place yesterday or the day before, I think he'd only been seen once in public since before the primary and when he had his stroke. And in the interview, he went on to say that he's feeling 100%. He said, physically, I have no limits. Mentally, again, as I mentioned, the only issue is my hearing is still a little bit not perfect. I miss a word every now and then in a conversation, or I might slur two words. Is he fully recovered? I mean, are they saying he's fully recovered? Because he hasn't really returned to the campaign trail, has he?
Well, I'm going to take him at his word. None of the records from his doctor's visits have been released. He's not shared with transparency anything that really happened when he had his stroke. We're unaware of his medical history, except what one of his doctors 5 years ago shared recently with the permission of the family that he'd had heart failure at that time and had not returned for care. But the rest of it's a mystery. All I can do is, you know, listen to the little bit that I hear about him and rumors. That's unfortunate because this is an important race, and I think he should be clear with everybody of what's going on. That stated, I'm much less concerned about John Fetterman's ability to enter the campaign and a lot more concerned about the crazy ideas in his head. And in that video, the audio which you shared, you know, I'm jogging along and trying to make the point that I will go anywhere I have to. My parents were immigrants. Like most immigrants, our whole life was based on trying to achieve the American dream, which we felt happened if you worked hard. And America, because this is a fertile place, would support hard workers, cheer for you, root for you, and we'd succeed, and everyone else would succeed. And for my family, it worked out exactly like it's supposed to be. And I want to pass on that belief system to Pennsylvanians, in fact, everyone across the country. My opponent, Fetterman, has had in the opposite life experience and did not achieve a lot in his life that he's been able to count to. And so most of his experiences are about getting the government to do things for people that he's worried about, you know, calling out social experiments, which is what he tried to do when he became the mayor of a small town outside of Pittsburgh, and he's advocating for his lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania. And you go into, for example, Philadelphia, Sean, the crime is not just a little bit of a problem. Yes, we had the most murders ever, but vandalism, intimidation, lawlessness. When the police come to save people who are shot, they're chased away by the crowds. The local in Philadelphia are angry about this, angry enough to vote Republican because they argue that their communities are being dismantled by allowing this rampant violent crime, and they want this, and deserve, I think, leaders who hear their problems. And John Fetterman's not been with them, not visited, even in the primary before he had his stroke. And it's one massive social experiment, though that's their words, by woke elites. And they don't want a Fetterman coming in there trying to push Joe Biden's policies even further to the left. And that's fundamentally the decision that's going to be made by voters in our Commonwealth, and it's why I'll win. If you are happy with where the country is and you want someone who will take us further to the left of Joe Biden, then John Fetterman's your man. But if you want change, if you want to come along with someone who's lived the American dream and understands what it would take to reduce inflation by getting rid of reckless spending, address energy problems in America, and reduce gas prices by allowing Pennsylvania, this, you know, the second biggest energy state besides Texas, to help. And if you're worried about crime and sanctuary cities and porous borders and lack of transparency in our schools, then I'm the guy, because I'll make that happen.
So he's got a social media team, and he's got a team around him, and I guess they think they're very clever and very cute, and I guess they got Snooki, or whatever her name is, Snooki from the Jersey Shore show. It's not a show that I watched. Then they're hiring, you know, airplanes out to taunt you and sending out cute little memes on Twitter. That's all fine and good. And, you know, I'm up for a laugh as much as anybody else. But I think the people of Pennsylvania are fed up like the people in the rest of the country. We now have a 41-year high of inflation. We're paying record high prices for gasoline, the lifeblood of our economy. Fetterman said he's against energy production in the state of Pennsylvania. So I guess, as you know, he'd want to shut it down completely. He wants to join Joe Biden and I guess maybe beg foreign, you know, dictators and hostile regimes and make America more dependent on them for our energy. Then the guy talks about letting out a third of all people in jail in Pennsylvania. How is that going to help law and order and safety and security? You know, cute can be cute up to a point. At some point, you know, when is he going to answer some questions? When is the media going to stop with the cute commentary and say, hey, John, what are you going to do to end inflation? Hey, John, what do you think about the doubling of the price of a gallon of gasoline? Hey, John, how did the murder rate go up 60% on your watch as lieutenant governor? When did those questions come?
I don't think any of these memes and the desire of media to not mention the realities you discuss is going to hide from Pennsylvanians what they're experiencing. You know, we're paying for this with our paychecks, with our safety, with job security stolen from us by the radical Biden Fetterman agenda. And you mentioned Bernie Sanders. I mean, they endorsed each other. And by the way, he endorsed Bernie back in 2000.
By the way, Bernie Sanders only endorses radical socialists. The only reason, remember, Biden made a deal with the devil by doing the Bernie Biden manifesto. And we know Fetterman is a big Bernie supporter over Biden, so he wants to go way to the left of Joe Biden.
In one of his debates in the primary, he said the only reason he wouldn't give Joe Biden an A is he wasn't far enough to the left, that he hadn't beaten up on Joe Manchin and gone with Bernie Sanders more. And this is the person that we're looking to elect as a Democratic senator from Pennsylvania. I think it would be a catastrophe, independent of the fact that he doesn't seem to have taken the jobs he's done seriously. He's not really shown up as lieutenant governor. Got thrown out of the session at one point for being so disruptive. The current mayor of Braddock, which is where he was the mayor in the past, did not endorse him in the primary. The trade unions are concerned about him because he doesn't pay attention to them. So I'm asking him to come out and play. If you're healthy and you say you are, and I'm a doctor, I'm patient, and I understand how scary this diagnosis is. But if you want to campaign, please come out. Let's debate. Let's go at it to talk about the real issues. And you can do all your social media stuff. I have more people on social media than he does, and I can play the game. But I don't want to play around with people's lives. You know, I was in Kensington yesterday, which is the largest open-air drug market in the country. It's right downtown Philadelphia, an area that's supposed to be gentrified. It's a catastrophe. I was there handing out water because it's so hot, and I don't want people to die, but it's inexcusable. These people are not into rehab, pulled off the streets. They destroy all the local businesses, hundreds of addicts, open-air, drugs being sold willy-nilly, injecting in public. This is the kind of stuff that Fetterman has tolerated. He's endorsed the current district attorney who's going to get You know, he's going to get challenged actually for not doing his job. But it's like a social experiment, which is why literally there are medical papers being written now about what's going on.
All right, we continue now with Dr., now Republican Senate candidate from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Dr. Oz is with us. Let me go to another issue. Joe Biden was not in the best of health, clearly. Even the New York Times is now acknowledging what I said from the very beginning, both physically and mentally. He's been diagnosed now with COVID. He's taken Paxlovid, which is the antiviral. You and I have discussed that at length. This is a guy, I believe it was 1 year ago today, that said this.
We're not in a position where we think that any virus, including the Delta virus, which is much more transmissible and more deadly in terms of non-unvaccinated people, the various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Well, first of all, the Delta variant was the first variant that was a breakthrough variant, whether you were fully vaccinated or not. With that said, a lot of people are getting it. It seems like Paxlovid, although I don't think it's the gold standard of monoclonal antibodies, it has shown to be very effective, although some people do rebound from it.
Well, what he just said, President Biden, is an example.
All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans Programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website. The letter T, the number two, the letter T.org, the letter T, number two, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.